Okay, since you have found us, you know that the orientation program takes place this week from today until Friday. The orientation offers you a lot of important information about studying and living here in Jyväskylä. So we really warmly recommend that you take part in all the sessions during this week. The entire program will be and is on our website, so please keep track of the program on our website to see what's going on. Today, we will continue at 1 with a session on academic practices at the University of Jyväskylä. This might be one of the most important lectures for you during the orientation, as you will learn a lot of information about studying and courses and exams and so on at our university. We will continue after this session with a housing information session. We have representatives from both KOAS and Kortepohja who will talk about housing here in Jyväskylä. So if you have any housing-related questions, please be ready to ask them in that session. And then later on, you have an opportunity to visit the opening fair in case you didn't visit the opening fair in the morning already. The opening fair will be open until 4 in the afternoon. And after the opening fair, or actually partly at the same time, at 3:30, there is a campus picnic. And both these events will take place in the Agora building, which is down by the lake, on a newer part of our campus. So just walk down the hill and you will find both the opening picnic and the opening fair. Tomorrow we will begin at 9 with a check-in desk, which is meant for those students who didn't get a chance to stop by at the check-in desk this morning, or who need some signatures for example, for your arrival certificate. So stop by at the international office tomorrow morning from 9 to 10 if you have any check-in related issues to take care of. Those of you who have a survival kit, you have an opportunity to pay for your survival kit. Today at the opening fair, if you still have time to go there, and tomorrow morning from 9 to 10, you can pay either in cash or with a card. So it's really worth it to take this opportunity to come and pay for your survival kit, because if you want to pay it later, you have to walk all the way, or cycle, or take the bus all the way to Kortepohja Student Village, where this service is operated. But today and tomorrow, the survival kit people are here on campus. The student union is at the library. They have their pop-up desk there tomorrow from 9:30 to 11. So if you have any student union-related questions, you may want to stop by at the library tomorrow to ask questions in person from the student union staff. Such as her, although you may not be there yourself, I'm not sure. tomorrow, your tutors will give you a campus tour. Some of you may have already received the campus tour already, but it's scheduled to be tomorrow at 10. Before the session start, we recommend that you have lunch. Yeah, it's quite early, but this way you will learn to be a proper Finn, because Finns usually have early lunches, so you can start this great tradition already tomorrow at 11. And the sessions tomorrow will begin at 12, and we will be in the Agora building down by the newer part of the campus, down by the lake. So don't come here tomorrow, since we will be in a different location tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon, there will be sessions on the student union, how to encounter a new culture, on the University Language Center, IT services, and library services. And in the evening, there's also the student union grand opening in the evening. So you may want to check that out as well. On Thursday, well, most of the faculty and departmental information sessions take place on Thursday afternoon, but do check the timetable on our website for the times and locations of your faculty, department, or discipline. I know that some disciplines at least have their information sessions on some other day, but most of them are on Friday. So please have a look at the timetable on the orientation program website to check where you are supposed to be. It's really quite essential that you go to these sessions, since you will hear about the practices of your own faculty and department in these sessions. Really useful information for you. At the same time, you will meet your faculty-level international relations coordinator in these sessions. You can find several student cafeterias on our campuses. There are several student campuses here on the main campus, on the oldest part of the campus, and then also by the lake on the Mattilanniemi and Ylistönrinne campuses. You can find the menus in Finnish and in English on those two websites, which are on the screen. So please have a look. And here you can see a campus map. We are now, I can't reach up there, but we're in the oldest part of the campus, the Seminaarinmäki campus, main campus, and here down by the lake is the Mattilanniemi campus. Over there is the Agora building, where we'll be tomorrow, and where the opening fair and opening picnic will take place this afternoon. And on the other side of the lake is the Ylistönrinne campus, where most of the science departments are located. And then to student cards, and Agi will fill you in on them.
I think many of you are interested in hearing how to get a student card. Remember that the first step that you need to take is that you have to join the student union. I think many of you have done it already, and you still have time to do that. So you guys can do it this week, next week, whenever you wish to do it. But when you do it, please do remember that take the receipt of the payment from your net banking. You can take the receipt, or if you come to the student union to pay for it, then the paper version. Please always make sure that you do bring it to the student services or the international office in the T building, second floor. So you have to show the receipt to us, so we know, or the university also gets the information that you have paid for it. And after you have done that, you have to wait a couple of days until it goes to the register and everything is done. So that's number one. Then you will need to have a student number or a personal identity code. The student number can be found on your certificate of registration, which you have received today morning or a bit before, and that is needed if you would like to have the plastic student card, so the physical one. Then if you would like to have the digital one, then you will need to have a personal identity code, and that one you can find in Korppi. So in the system where you register for the courses, you go to personal information, and there it will show what is your personal identity code. It's a fake one, it's not a real one. In Finland we use a lot this personal identity code, and you will need to get a real one as well. But for now, for the beginning, you can use this fake one. Just make sure that you don't use this fake one anywhere else. It's only for the card. And of course you will need to have a digital photo of yourself. The card can be ordered on Frank's website. And the digital student card costs €2.90 for the whole year. And then if you would like to have the plastic student card, that costs €16.10 plus €1 delivery fee. The digital student card, if I'm right, the first month is free, so it won't ask you immediately to pay. But after a month, then I guess there will be some kind of pop-up window that, hey, time to pay. And there's also, when you go to Frank's website, you will see that it advertises a student card with payment feature. Unfortunately, that one is not available for you guys. In order to have that card, you would need to understand Finnish or Swedish, plus you would need to have a Finnish ID or passport. So I'm guessing it's a no-no for everyone, maybe? So, but you have two choices, so that's pretty okay. So if you would like to have the digital student card, first you would need to get the Frank app. You can download it, but make sure that you don't only have the Frank app, but within the app you also get the digital student card. And I also would recommend that when you have this digital student card, you also take a screenshot of it. Last spring, for example, I happened to be just right at the cashier of a student restaurant when someone tried to pay for the lunch. He was a student and therefore eligible for the student discount. But just at that day or that moment, his digital student card didn't work. So he couldn't get the discount. So if any time it happens, of course, things like that can happen sometimes, that an app temporarily stops working. In that case, it's really good to have the screenshot so you make sure that you can get the discount. If you get the plastic student card, if you would like to have that, it takes about 2-3 weeks until they deliver it to your address. But remember that the plastic student card, when you get it to your address, it's not valid yet. You will need to come to get a validating sticker on it, and you can get this sticker from the student union from Ilokivi building. The student union is open this month. It's open actually from 11 to 4 o'clock from Monday to Thursday, and on Friday from 11 to 3 o'clock. But then once September is gone, we get back to our normal opening hours, so starting from 12. And if you would like to have a student card and you have no access to any credit card, you can use your own credit card or you can use your parents' credit card, for example, if you want to get the student card. But if you have absolutely no access, it sometimes happens. You can come tomorrow. Laura mentioned that a student union has a pop-up point in the library, so you can come there to order this plastic student card. But please remember that it only applies for the plastic student card. Unfortunately, you won't be able to get the digital student card there. If there are some problems, it can happen. I think one typical one is that you go to Frank's website and it says that your student status is not valid. That could be because your student right, at least most of you, your student right started on the 1st of September and we need a few days from the university register to transfer the information on your student right to Frank. So it might be that if you tried it yesterday or today, it didn't work, but it should start working pretty sure. So Frank should recognize that you are our students and you have a student right. If you have this problem still towards the end of this week or next week, then there's some problem. So remember, first thing to check, have you joined the student union? Second, have you showed us the receipt? And if you have done these two and you have also waited a couple of days and still a problem, then you should contact Frank and ask that, hey, it's not working, I guess it should be working. Can you show me or tell me what the problem might be? Unfortunately, we in the student union, in the university, we can't really check out their system and see what could be the problem. So we are not able to help. But if you email just Frank, they pretty quickly answer usually. And about discounts, so when you have your student card, you are all set up, you are good, you can use it in everywhere. this Frank student card. But before you have this student card, or if you decide not to join the student union and not to have a student card, there are some other ways to get discounts. So first, now, you can use the certificate of registration when you go to eat in the student restaurants. And by showing the certificate of registration, which you have received in the morning, you can get the student discount. This should work only for a couple of weeks now. So after a bit of time, the restaurants would say that, hey, you should have actually a student card, or you can have a Kela's meal subsidy card as well. If you decide not to get a student card at all, then you can come to T Building and get a smaller card that you can just easily put in your wallet or your phone case. Then, if you wish to travel, you can also get a discount even before you get your Frank student card. So by coach, you need to have a Matkahuolto student card. So for that, you will need to go to the student services and get a form filled out and stamped. And with that form, you should go to the travel center where most of you have arrived and get Matkahuolto's own student card. It will cost 10 euros. And it will be valid for the time you are here. You also need to take a photo of you. And this is not required for Omnibus. I know that many of you have heard about Omnibus, so if you want to travel by Omnibus, they don't offer student discounts, so you will be, they are cheap anyway, so you will be fine without a card. If you want to travel by train, you will need to get then their own form, again, from the student services from T Building. And with that form, you can just go on the train and travel. And when the conductor comes, you show the form, and it will be fine. But remember that this form is only valid for 3 months. So after that, you need to get another one or get the student card.
You have received, or hopefully most of you have received, your University of Jyväskylä username and password for the university computer network. If you did not pick up yours, you can do so tomorrow during our check-in desk in the morning from 9 to 10 in building T, second floor. After that, for a week or two, we will also be handing them out from the international office. And after that, you can pick them up from the IT services. If someone is watching this, since we are actually videotaping this, who is arriving late, so latecomers may need to get it from the IT services. If you come tomorrow to the check-in desk, remember to bring your ID with you. If you have any problems with your user account, please stop by or email the IT services and they will be able to help you out. The IT services service point is located in X123 and it's actually the next building from the main building where we are right now. And they are open from 9 to 3 every day from Monday to Friday. But before you can actually get everything started, it is really essential that you take care of a few steps. You should log into a website, sso.jyu.fi, and fill in your contact information on this website. Select your default email, in other words, the email address that you prefer to use as in all the communication at the University of Jyväskylä, and change your password. And all these three things are really essential for your username and password to work and for you to be able to access all the University of Jyväskylä online services. Save all the changes that you have made, and remember, like I said, to take care of this. And this should be done the first time you log in to the University of Jyväskylä computers or the University of Jyväskylä network. If you don't change your password or confirm your email address, you may not be able to log in to all the services that we offer, for example, the course registration system or our learning environments such as Optima and Moodle. So it's really important that you take care of these steps. These are the requirements for your password. It can either be from 8 to 13 characters long or from 14 to 30 characters long. So those of you who have very good memory may want to choose the longest option, since that's, of course, the safest one as well. If you choose a password which is from 8 to 13 characters long, you should have at least 2 capital letters in it, 2 small letters, 2 numbers, and 2 special characters. This information is actually included in the website where you actually change your address, so you will see it there. But it won't work if you don't follow these rules. If you want to have a longer password, 14 characters or more, you should have in it at least 1 capital letter, 1 small letter, 1 number, and 1 special character. And the other characters can be whatever you want to. Choose a complicated password, as I'm sure that you all know. And you're not allowed to use someone's name, your own name, your pet's name, a real word, birthdays, etc., as a password. So that's pretty basic. And please use password that you create only in the University of Jyväskylä network, and don't use it anywhere else, so that there's less danger of someone stealing your account.
I've mentioned that I'm responsible for coordinating together with Laura the tutoring services that you have received, and we just wanted to tell you a couple of things about the tutor's role, so you know that what we are expecting from the tutors and what kind of help you can receive at the minimum. So your tutors were supposed to contact you before you arrived, and I think it has happened. I know that there have been some technical problems of tutors' emails ending up in your spam boxes, but I think eventually you found each other. Then we require the tutor also to go and pick you up when you arrive and help you with the arrival. So hopefully also that was going all fine. At least you are here, so I assume that things went right. From now on, you can ask him to help, and they are there to help you with all kinds of practical issues you might face. So, for example, helping with registration, if you do need to register for your courses, for example, they can help you showing how the Korpi system works and how to register for those courses, visiting different kind of offices. So you have to come maybe to the student union to pay for your student union fee, or now you, after this day, you would like to go to pay for your survival kit. You can ask your tutor's help to show you the way to Agora. If you would like to open a bank account, they help you with those kind of things. They're also there to help you with getting familiar in general with the university life, the different kind of practices that we have here. As I mentioned, how to register to courses, how to use different kind of systems like Optima and Moodle and Korpi. They are also required to give you a campus tour, a library tour, and a city tour. So these are pretty much the minimum that we expect. So your tutors are really worth of gold, and we really do appreciate their work, and please also appreciate their work. But don't feel too bad, like, oh my God, my tutor is helping me so much. I don't know if I can ask this as well. And where is the next pharmacy or where is this? You can do it. You can absolutely do it. That's why they are here for, to help you. And always feel free to ask them about things related to university life. And they will be there to help you. Maybe they won't know the answer. Maybe they will just let you know where you can find the answer. But feel free to ask them about all sorts of questions that bump into your mind. However, they are not trained to help you with study-related issues. So if you are interested in, can I take this course? Do I have to take this course? How does it work? Those kind of issues, with those kind of issues, your tutor cannot really help. So you should always turn to your departmental coordinator and ask the questions from them. And if in case you encounter any kind of problems with your tutor or you have some questions, just please let me know, send me an email, and we figure those things out.
If you are an ICEP student, Erasmus Plus Global student, or First Plus student, you will receive a scholarship, and you can pick up the first installment today from the university shop Soppi, which is open until 4 p.m. So remember to go there if you are one of these students and pick up the first installment. And remember to have an ID with you. If you have any questions later on, I will give you an opportunity to ask in just a moment. But later on during the week and during your studies, you are welcome to stop by at the international office to ask your questions. We are located on this campus, on the main campus, in Building T, second floor. Our info desk is open from 9 to 3. If you have course-related questions, you can contact your faculty-level international relations coordinator, and they are located all over the campus, depending on where your faculty is located. You can check the contacts and the locations on our website. And if you have student union question-related questions, you can contact the student union, and they are in the student union building also on this campus. But do you have any questions at this moment about any of these topics that we covered during our session now? Yes, at the back. There was a question about attending different faculty sessions in case you take courses from several faculties. Go to the faculty session of the faculty where you have been admitted to. And I don't know if you have already got a confirmation for being able to attend courses from another faculty. If you are unsure whether you can take courses from another faculty or from another department, contact the international relations coordinator of the faculty in question, and they will let you know. You can find the contacts on this website. Some faculties allow students of other faculties to join their courses. There might be course specific restrictions also when it comes to attending. Some courses may require prerequisites that you must fulfill, and so on. So it's always worth it to check whether you can attend. Any other questions? Yes. Yeah, you might want to answer, Agi.
Yes, so for PhD students, unfortunately, we have less benefits. But if you get the student card, then you can check out on Frank's website, Frank's own negotiated discounts, and any of those apply also to you. But as a PhD student, you unfortunately cannot get the student price meals on campus or get the discounts on the travels. But anything that Frank offers that applies to you with the student card.
And PhD students can also get a small discount in the student cafeterias, and you can get the small discount by showing your certificate of registration. Yes. Can you ask for a receipt, perhaps, from someone you know? We can't access the student union account, but the university is the organization which registers the payment for the student, so that's why we would need to see the receipt in order to check. So if you could just ask someone, or in the end, it's possible that the student union tries to locate the payment if you know the payment date and who has paid for it. So that's the final ultimate thing to do if you cannot get the receipt in any way. But you can then contact, in that case, the student union and ask them.
But if you, for example, use online banking and you can see there if it shows the payment in the online banking, as long as it shows who was the recipient, so the student union, the right amount of money, then who paid, then we can also accept even like maybe a screenshot about it. But these three informations have to show. So it doesn't have to be that one original receipt that you have gotten, but somewhere we can get this information. Other questions? All right. I think it seems like you are done.
All right. Well, in that case, if any questions pop up in your mind later on, please feel free to ask them either at the international office or from your faculty level international relations coordinators. Next, we have a session on the academic practices. It will start in about five minutes.